Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
You couldn't miss it all over social media. Ed Sheeran made a surprise appearance at the Fla in Wexford Town yesterday, and he played at the well-known Sky in the Ground pub. It's owned by Caelan Barron's family, who's with me here on the line today. Caelan, how did it come about that Ed Sheeran was performing yesterday?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me. How did it come about?
Yeah.
Well, it's been an interesting couple of weeks, let's just say that. So we've obviously been getting prepped for the Fla Ciall here, which is, you know, it's kind of like the Olympics coming to a small town in Ireland.
It's a huge event to get for any town.
Massive thing. But look, we were approached about 2 weeks ago, and we met with some people just who were assessing a few sites around town for, you know, an unspecified event. We didn't know, you know, who it was or what it was. But look, we met them, we got on with them, but it was really only about 5 days ago that it was confirmed. So that's when the wheels really got in motion, and I had to kick into kind of producer gear alongside Mary Cage from Warner Brothers and Guinness, you know, our partners for the Fla Ciall this year. So it's been, the last week has been fairly hectic.
I can imagine. And when you got the initial approach to say there might be a surprise act, had you any idea who it was?
Sure, look, you can speculate all you want, but until it's confirmed, you don't really know. We had some suspicions, you know.
Did you think it was Ed Sheeran, though?
Well, look, you know, between myself and yourself, it's going out on live radio, but I think we had some sense that might be Ed because of his Wexford connections, but it was only confirmed to us, you know, officially in our private channels 5 days ago.
Wow.
So look, once that was kind of clear that he was up for it, we had to kind of kick into gear ourselves, and that's when I started getting in contact with Gardaí superintendents and, you know, Fla Ciall organisers and stuff. So it was in the end an enormous effort, you know, an MI6 level.
I can imagine.
Thing that I never thought I'd be involved in, but we got through it. Thank
yeah,
God.
It's fantastic. I saw the video yesterday, Caelan, of the the blacked out windows and the van pulling up outside the pub and Ed running inside. I mean, how did you decide what punters got a front row seat for this performance?
Well, look, you know, it was meant to be a small secret gig, and sure, look, by feckin', when Van started pulling up and, four unmarked cars and, guys in all black started swanning around the car park in our festival space, the rumour was fairly hard set, so it was just kind of like, you just go with it then. And after that, like, we were well prepped ourselves with our own security. And, you know, we were you know, liaising with the Gardaí and the Fla Ciall's own security. So we had a plan in place. It was ran as best as it could be.
Yeah.
And in the end, that's why we were able to actually produce it the way it was, because otherwise you just wouldn't have been able to manage it. Even getting them into the town alone in time would have been impossible. So it was the full shebang thrown at us, but thank God we got through it.
It went well. Eamon is with us too from the band Bioga. You played with Ed yesterday. How did you get involved in that, Eamon?
How's it going? How's things?
Good.
We've been playing with him, I suppose, for about 10 years now, on and off. So we've been doing a lot of the promo stuff around the bits and pieces around his old phone pub that has popped up from various locations all over America and Coachella and all around the place. And he wanted to try and do some kind of a low-key pop-up event.
There's nothing low-key about it, Eamon.
Well, that's what I think. It was his first Fla, and he was like, Jesus Christ. I don't think they realised quite how many people descend on a town in Ireland, you know, for the Fla Ciall. So it was a sort of a baptism of fire for everybody. But I think it all went according to plan.
So am I right in thinking he didn't just play in the Sky and the Ground pub? Because did I see footage? Did he play a solo piece then outside so that everybody could see him?
He did. In fairness, now he's always kind of very generous with his time. Whenever the secret got out yesterday, you could see there was throngs of people mad to get a look. So he did the decent thing and played out the street there for anybody that wasn't lucky enough to get in the room at the time, you know?
Yeah, so Bioga are sort of a subsidiary now of Ed Sheeran, are you?
Well, we end up doing, we get roped into a lot of things, you know?
You could be working with worse artists. You know what I mean?
You could actually, yeah, you could, in fairness, and we have, and we will again.
Yeah, well, it's fantastic, and I think we've a singer, Aaron Rowe, is with me on the line today. Aaron, you got involved for a couple of songs, is that right?
How's it going? Yeah,
good.
To be honest, I honestly just went down to have a few points with the lads and
seriously?
Just jumping up randomly. Yeah, I had no plan on playing with anyone, but
so you had no idea what was going on.
Well, no, I didn't know. I didn't know it was going. Like I was going down, kind of just. I'd heard Ed was in Ireland. I live in England, and I was home for a few days myself. And he said he was going down, so I went down with him, and he called me up to do a tune. Then when he was jamming out with all the lads, so it was a bit of crack.
Amazing. And what songs did you sing?
We did Raglan Road. We did the Parting Glass. We did. Yeah, there was a few tunes, lads from Amble and that were playing and bored, and there was a good few acts in. It was great crack. It was great crack.
Yeah. Have you any idea, Caelan, how many punters, how many people were there even in that side street trying to get a glimpse?
Oh, on the street, I mean, like we had to kind of block off, you know, a number of streets once it was like really out there. So, everyone probably who was in the town was trying to get in and around the Sky on the Ground. But depending on what time they heard about it, they could only get so far. But like we ran it, we wanted it very comfortable. So, you know, once we kind of had our number inside the premises that we felt comfortable with, that was kind of it, you know, because obviously with the level of fame that Ed has, you have to kind of make sure that things are safe more than anything. So
yeah.
It was very comfortable inside for the lucky few who are in there. But thankfully, he, as we're saying, he went outside and did a tune for the crowd who got into our festival space at the back. So everybody left with something, you know, so fair play to him.
That's fantastic. How long in total, Eamon, did the entire performance go on for?
I suppose we played about an hour. We did like an hour of his stuff, and then he did a few at the end with everybody. And it was good. I think he got all the classics in there. You know, he got the Shape You and all the big hits. So I think everybody inside was sweating and loving it. And it was I'd say about an hour and a half, maybe all in.
Yeah, I know. It looked unbelievable, didn't it? The footage.
And then. But when the place cleared out then, we went upstairs and we had a lovely sing-song with the Amble lads. So the day just kept going and going. And like as flares go, the trick is, you know, getting out on time. So I managed to extract myself from the pub. Despite the best efforts of the Sky on the Ground there, I managed to extract myself with 10 or 11 last night.
I'd well believe it. And Aaron, did you stay on for a little while after the Ed Sheeran performance?
I got out of there. I got out handy enough. Ed was nice enough to give me a lift down, and when he was getting out of there, I just jumped in the car with him and headed back up to Dublin. Had an early night last night.
It's fantastic. There must be great buzz, Caelan, is there, just in general now over the Fla and Ed Sheeran being in, you know, been in the vicinity?
Look, we had the Fla here last year as well, and it was genuinely like an eye-opening experience for myself, but everyone in the town. So the Fla is just an amazing thing in its own right. But having Ed down yesterday has created an enormous buzz, you know. So, you know, like we're personally speaking, you know, between ourselves, the Sky on the Ground, our partners Guinness and Warner, we were all just really, really delighted with it. And, you know, apparently Ed was absolutely over the moon himself.
I'd say so.
It was a real bop. It was really good inside. And I think it'll be kind of. It'll live on now in kind of the legacy of the Fla Cuil 2025 Mexford Town.
Eamon, listeners wondering that were there yesterday got to hear a little bit of Bioga. Any gigs upcoming in Ireland that they can head to?
We're around the country in November. I think we're in Belfast, Galway, Cork, Dublin. We're Vicar Street in Dublin, I think, on the 22nd of November. So we'll be around the place. We're hard to second.
They'll be able to find you there. And what about you, Aaron? Are you UK based now?
Living in England the last while, doing a few gigs over there at a lot of festivals and that, but I am playing at Belsonic in Belfast with Sam Fender, and then I'll be on the Lewis Capaldi tour as well, so we'll be doing the three arena gigs at the end of September.
Fantastic.
Ireland, so.
Well, I'm sure we'll see you there for that. Listen, I really appreciate all your time here today on Lunchtime Live. Singer Aaron Rowe, Eamon there from Bioga, and Caelan Barron from the Sky and the Ground pub in Wexford Town. Thanks a million, guys, for joining us here on the show. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.